Michael Haddon is on the board of the Atlanta chapter for the Congress for New Urbanism. You could say he's a little jealous.
Man, I'd love to live right next to where I work. Not have to jump into the car all the time, you know, although it is Mercedes-Benz, you know, it's a car company. You know, the irony is not escaping me there.
More than a third of the 76 acres where the homes are being built will be green space. So think trees, lots of them. The rest of the property will be office space, stores, and restaurants, basically following the current trend of mixed-use developments. Tom Mahaffey, president of the Sandy Springs Perimeter Chamber of Commerce, says residents continue to demand walkable communities.
The younger generation, as we call them, millennials, like to work and live close to where they play. They like to be able to walk. They love to be able to sit in the parks, read, and have a cup of coffee.
DPZ, the Miami architecture firm that was hired for the project, is a leader in what's still called new urbanism. Some of their early work are Florida's Seaside and Rosemary Beach. And in Metro Atlanta, Michael Haddon says others are following the mixed-use philosophy.
Riverwalk Village up in Roswell, you can look at Avalon. Also, Alpharetta has their city center development.
But he says his biggest critique of the new project in Sandy Springs is that it's not close to public transit. Thasneem Shamma, WABE News.